Like many companies or corporations, Glacier National Park needs employee housing. These buildings are example of the permanent employee residences built during the Mission 66 era. In Glacier Park, the first phase of Mission 66 housing began in 1959 when Superintendent Edward A. Hummel awarded the building contracts to the Federal Construction Company from Spokane with the total cost of each house at $17,216. The original exterior colors were sand pastel and pink coral, with the shingled roof a pastel brown blend or a red blend. The houses were done in a modern movement ranch style, and the square footage was 1,120 feet. The garages are 382 square feet. It's interesting to note that the spouses of the traditionally male park employees requested that all the new government housing be constructed using similar floor plans and architectural elements, such as windows and doors. That way, when they were transferred with their husbands and families from park to park, all of their furniture, curtains, and other furnishings would fit in the next park house. The 21 Mission 66 houses in the headquarters area have only three different floor plans. Today, most of these Mission 66 houses are used for seasonal workers or for office space. With more visitors and more employees coming each year to Glacier, the next step in the creation of park administration was to include a legal jurisdiction. Learn how the law was and is enforced in our national park at stop number 4, the old commissioner's residence.